Just one halakha from Rabbi Chida in his Sefer Moreh Be'etzba. In Siman Bet Halakha Mem Alef, Mishnah Otiyot Neshama. The word Mishnah is the same letters as the word Neshama. And therefore the study of Mishnah is a great tikkun for a person's own soul. V'chadvu gurei Arizal, v'kishekoreh seder zera'in. The six orders of the Mishnah. The first order is seder zera'im. And the first masechet in zera'im is masechet berachot. So he says, yichaven letaken asher pagam b'machalot asurot u'b'berachot lebatala v'kayotze. When you're learning masechet berachot and seder zera'im, your kabbanah should be that this should be a tikkun for all the foods that were eaten improperly, that were not the proper machalot, and a tikkun for all the berachot that a person said the batala. That's the power that Seder Zera'im and Masechet Berachot has on the neshama. Shekoreh Seder Moed. Moed talks about Shabbat, Yom Tov. יחבן לתקן אשר חטא בחלול שבת ויום טוב. למתקן those days, שבת ויום טוב. וכשקורא סדר נשים, יחבן לתקן מה שפגם בעריות, the person committed immorality, ושבועות ונדרים, or he swore falsely, or made נדרים, vows, which is in סדר נשים. וכשקורא סדר נזיקים, יחבן לתקן מה שחטא להשם במה שהזיק לחברו. You have to have כוונה to fix the damages. Maybe a person caused financial loss to his friend. כי העזיק עצמו בעל שלומה. וכשקורא סדר קדשים, יקבל לתקן נשמתו הקדושה אשר הוציאה לחולין. When you read קדשים, the covenant is that maybe you defiled your neshama and you did things that are unholy, and especially אשר לא נזר בשחיטה ובדיקה, that you maybe didn't make שחיטה properly. Because in קדשים we learn the laws of שחיטה. And God forbid, maybe a person did something that he's obligated karet, which is also in Seder Kadashi. Tefillah is like a korban. And therefore, Kadashi, we talk about korbanot. So it's metaken all the tefillot that we made without kabana. Seder Taharot, that's the final Seder of the Mishnayot Taharot. Yechaben metaken mashepagam benida, bekeri, benetilat shadayim. To show you that on the last item, we have to have a special kavanah for Netilat Yadayim. This shows us how important even Netilat Yadayim is. That out of all these things that we're being metaken, you need a special sidur of the Mishnayot, just to metaken for the times that we don't make Netilat Yadayim. Limud ha-Mishnah b'kolam, to study the Mishnayot out loud, b'safa b'rura, in a clear language, en aruch elav, there's nothing greater than this, reading the Mishnayot out loud. Ve'amru rabotenu zal, it's brought down in the Midrash. She'asher ben Yaakov, the son of Yaakov, one of the tribes, is Asher. Omed bepetach Gehinnam, he stands at the gate of Gehinnam. Ulchol alomed mishnah batzilo. As the guy comes into the Gehinnam, Asher inspects him. If he sees that he studies mishnah, he says, come, you go with me to Gan Eden. And that's what it says. Me'asher Shemena lachmo. The word Shemena is otiyot Mishnah. Asher Mishnah lachmo. That's his satiation to those people that study the Mishnayot. So it's very appropriate that today we have said that we're starting Seder Zera'im, Seder Berachot, and Zat Hashem, we intend to do the Sederim again. So at least we should have Kabbanah, Seder Zera'im, Seder Berachot, Letaken, like Chida said, Mashe Pagamnu, B'machalot Asulot, U'Berachot, Lebatala.